In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember that as First Saturday falls upon today, that we are to offer particularly our communion here today in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary for those five offenses against her most Immaculate Heart. First, against blasphemies against her Immaculate Conception, those blasphemies against her perpetual virginity, the blasphemies against her divine maternity in refusing at the same time to recognize her as mother of all mankind. Fourthly, the blasphemies of those who publicly seek to sow in the hearts of children indifference or scorn or even hatred for his Immaculate Mother. And fifthly, for the offenses of those who outrage her directly in her holy images. Where Our Lady of Fatima turned to St. Lucia after saying these things and said to her, "Here, my daughter, is the reason why the Immaculate Heart is inspired to ask for a little reparation." Let's keep these things in our hearts and form that intention even now, that we may make a worthy reparation under the heart of Our Lady. Peace may be brought upon the earth. Today, the Church places before us two things which we ought to consider. Two sons. Two sons who cheat their father. There's a lot within these passages, much to meditate upon the instance of these two particular sons, each one of them cheating their father. Isaac is cheated by his son, who pretends to be the other son. Jacob means supplanter, or in another translation, trickster. He follows his name. This other son within the gospel is the younger son who despoils his father's possession, saying, "I wish now you were already dead, Dad, so I could have everything that should be coming to me when finally you will be dead, though I wish that had already happened." Each of these sons cheats the father, cheats him out of what is rightfully his possession, the thing which he is able to dispense with of his own goodness, of his own foresight and knowledge. Each of these sons take for themselves. What is the thing which is properly belonging to the Father, properly belonging to God himself? For truly, this is really what is at stake. It is the presence of the sons with the Father that is the most important thing. Each of them desire to steal from the Father of his own self so that they could spend it on their own dissipations. And so they go off into a far-off land, stealing what was rightly belonging to another. We do the same thing when we steal from God. This is what our sins do, driving us off into a far-off land, abusing the good gift of freedom which the Father has bestowed upon us. We steal that for which freedom ultimately aims, which is at excellence, virtue, stealing that which leads to eternal life and spending it upon things which only produce counterfeit. We see this clearly within the parable of the son, the second son, who spends it on harlots and so is destroyed of everything, off in a far-off land, totally separated from his father who loves him. It is tougher to see because Jacob is indeed the one who God desired from the very beginning. If you know the story, that he said, God prophesied that the younger shall be served by the older, which is not according to the custom of the world. That the younger was the one who was to receive the greater birthright, that the younger was the one who was to be the son of promise. But he sought it his own selfish way, following his mother, who still had the idols of her former father's house within her. And so living in that unconverted way, sought to steal, rather than to wait and see what God would bring about to make sure that his word was not without effect. And so we see in the life of Jacob that all the trials which we read about in the rest of the gospel throughout the whole of his life, which brings about terrible sufferings upon himself, as we read even the day before, how the sons of Jacob sought to kill their brother Joseph. This is a result of the many sorrows which Jacob's trickery brings about in his life and within the world. We could only hope and wonder at if he had not done such evil, what he would have spared, and how much more we could look with greater respect and admiration upon this, the third of our patriarchs. So it is the way every time we seek to steal something which does not belong to us and use and abuse rather that freedom which God has given us. It always ends in dissipation, always ends in loss, always the trickery by which we come about in taking these things, it brings about destruction not only in the immediate things we see in our lives in the moment, but also throughout the whole course of our life, which cause cascading failures. Others suffer from our evils, we suffer from our evils, and it turns brother against brother, family member against family member, those who should be working toward the same goal end up working against that very same. But what is the one thing which is the heart of God the Father, the heart of Jacob, truly the heart of Isaac, the heart of the man of the gospel, the father there? We see that it is this, that having many sons, that the sons learn to live in harmony, always within the Father's house. This is a desire of God, that we remain together, building one another up, not cheating one another out of birthrights, but building one another up by staying within the Father's house. This is the great sorrow of the Father, as you see within the gospel. He's weeping. He's distressed. Not because a son has cheated him out of everything that he had, leaving only a partial portion for the other son, not because he wished that he was dead, but because the older son wouldn't celebrate. The older son refused to enter into the house of the father, because the older son held grudges. Here is the place where we need greatest conversion. The Father, our God, only desires that all of his sons come back to him. He's not concerned whether they're with him today or with him tomorrow. He cares ultimately, because God lives in eternity. He is able to see all instances of history, and so wishes all to be with him at the end. Yes, he sees how it hurts him that the sons will go away at any point. Hurts him to see them hurting themselves and hurting others. But he only desires that all of his sons might return home. And so it has to be the heart of each of us as sons of the Father, to put aside the trickery of seeking to get things for ourselves and to abuse our freedom, and to see that the Father's only desire is that we remain with him in the house and share in the joy of being possessed by him. What does he say at the end of the gospel? He says, "Son, do you not realize what you would already have? Son, thou art always with me." So everything. Everything I have belongs to you already. These are the things which true sons of God truly value, being in his presence, such as you are today, as you have come early to this Mass in order to adore our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament. Remain with the Father and seek that not just the precious few who come here at this present time remain with, but to seek to expand the family of God by drawing more unto him. This is the real message toward which we are hurtling toward on the Good Friday. As it says within the Gospel, "When I am raised up, it is then that I shall draw all men under myself." And so as we approach these themes of Easter, as we pass through the times of Passion, these things which are to purge away all which is not yet with the Father, all the things which we took which did not belong to us, spinning in dissipation apart from the Father in that distant country which is the land of sin, seek now that we have returned to find those who really do belong to the Father's house, within our families, within our friends, within our co-workers, whoever it is, so that by our good example and our loving openness to them, they might return when Easter comes back to the Father's house. The Lord desires all his sons to come. Let none of the sons which are outside the church presently find anything in you or I, in our comments, in our actions, in the way we lead our lives, that pushes them away, that makes them feel like they can't come back to the Father, because he only desires for his sons to be with him always. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.